Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. And I'm very excited about our good buddy Sam Norwood being back on the show. Sam is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going back now more than 10 years. He's senior partner with Tatum LLC, an organization that that works really hard to provide small and medium-sized businesses with great financial executives, and those same executives are helping to run businesses across the country, and they report back to Sam monthly on how things are going out there in the economy. He puts all that information into a very important survey, the Tatum Survey of Business Conditions, and we're the happy beneficiaries of that report every month. Sam Norwood, welcome back to the show.
Well, it's great to be back, especially when we have all these green arrows pointing up with what appears to be at least the beginning of a turnaround. We hope it'll sustain, but we don't know that it will.
Yeah.
But boy, the turnaround from the last couple of months is quite astounding.
I don't want to be a negative Nelly here, Sam. I'm really grateful for the green arrows. In fact, I'm very grateful because, you know, you were just about to wear out your welcome here with all the red arrows you brought us in the last few months. But,
yep.
But you know, let's not tempt fate, Sam. Let's just be happy for what we have. Let's not get too excited about the future.
Exactly. It's just such a relief after so many months of depressing news and, oh, gosh, you know, we're heading towards recession and so on and so on. And we're still low. It's still, I mean, we're not out of the woods by any means, but the turnaround that has happened, you know, if we go back 2 months, we saw things flattening after sort of going down most of the summer and, mm-hmm. and really most of this year. And then last month we said, well, at least it's flattened. It hadn't gotten worse. And this month most of the indicators are strongly up, and we're very happy about that.
Absolutely. Well, in your survey, back to 60, up 430, and so how much of this, both arrows, by the way, on the Tatum survey, folks, are straight up green. How much of this you think is seasonal?
We don't have a way of taking out seasonal things, seasonal factors. But what we do is we see a trend, sort of a trend from month to month. There could be some seasonality in that, but it is strongly up more strongly up than the same month-to-month comparison of a year ago.
Right, right. Well, that's a good point. Is that year over year? These are better numbers than they were a year ago, and that's one good indication. But I suspect that there is some you know holiday seasonality in this year end. You know, there's probably some. So what do you think about these? What do you think about these numbers? What's your perspective on them?
Well. Overall, naturally, most of the news has been pretty good. We've seen unemployment go down primarily because people have dropped out of the working place from seeking jobs. But still, generally, the news has been pretty good. And our survey supports that. Usually, we're a little bit ahead of the news. We're sort of coincident this time. Mm-hmm. In what our people are seeing straight from their desks and out in the field and talking to their customers and understanding the orders that are coming in, we get a real pulse of what's going on right now. And what is going on right now is apparently people are spending more. Things are looking, the orders are coming in pretty strongly. And in our mix of respondents, retail is not a very big factor.
Right.
We're more serving companies that are manufacturers.
More business to business, sir.
Companies. And so the seasonal factor on retail doesn't affect us very much.
And that's really good news, isn't it? I mean, in other words, the fact that your numbers are not retail heavy, and that they still are green arrows pointing up is good news, I think. And I wonder how much quickly, Sam, how much do you think that this is pent up demand, obsolescence, where people have to do something? How much of this do you think?
Well, you do have some obsolescence certainly in the capital expenditures, and there's pent up. The people have been they kept their wallet in their pocket. This is companies and individuals for quite a while. And I think that to reach in the wallet and start loosening the purse strings a little bit.
Right. Hold on to that thought, Sam. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We're going to get into the details of Sam's survey, the Tatum Survey of Business Conditions, after these messages. 2012, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.